Oh my goodness. Hey there, and welcome back to the Church Acts podcast. I'm Terry Molinaro, and if I seem a little bit extra excited, it is because today marks a very special milestone. You might argue with yourself, if it's so special, why haven't you done some sort of like a promotional thing like every other podcast does and like, you know, give away a Tesla or something like that? Well, listen, I would be driving said Tesla first before I gave it away because Lord knows my vehicle has been falling apart. But anyway, it's episode 100 of the Church Acts podcast. Insert audience clapping here.
Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. We have something in common. Good luck to you. Seacrest out.
This is the Church Acts podcast.
Officially crossing into the triple digits. So I wanted to do something big for the episode, as I mentioned. I had all these different ideas, but sometimes the timelines don't line up exactly as I would like with the production schedule. But enough about that. I'm just so, so grateful. I wanted to say thank you so much for partnering with me throughout the years. Every time I've had someone send me like a message or share the episode or come up to me and share how something that they heard has like blessed them, has encouraged them, has challenged them, it's amazing to hear. And it is so humbling. And as much as sometimes my personal circumstances would be like, why do you even do this? Like, you know, why continue on? Like, just take a break. You know, it's just so incredible. It's so incredible to hear that. It's so encouraging and it blesses me so much. So I hope that it continues to bless you. It's actually a little hard for me to try and think back over 100 episodes. It doesn't feel like I've been doing this podcast for that long. But then when I actually look back, I wasn't even married when I started. I wasn't even engaged when I started. I still have the photo from when I first bought my very first microphone. I was like so nerdy about it, but I was so proud. Even though at that time I had been doing radio for almost a decade, if not a decade, you know, when you build your own studio, when you buy your own microphone, and just allow yourself to dream of what things could be and look like, it's a completely different feeling. And maybe I'll see if I can make that photo, the episode photo for today to, you know, mark the 100th episode, make it just a little bit more special. But although, man, I think I look pretty rough in that photo. I think I had like these crazy sideburns, just like a hat. But anyway, besides the point, I went back and I actually listened to the very first episode of the show that I posted. Get this, July 12th, 2020, almost 4 years ago. I was throwing around phrases like blessed to be a blessing, you know, called for such a time as this, saying things like if we don't do it, if we aren't the change, who's going to do it? And then I proceeded to talk about being as excited as like a teenage girl. So definitely a vibe. But as I said, I really hope that you've been encouraged by the show. I'll say it again. I made a 10-year commitment, and as of almost 4 years, I have not broken that commitment to show up for you every other week. I'm not going to lie. Originally, I was going to do an episode every day of the week or even every other day. And thank the good Lord, I prayed for wisdom and was given the wisdom to do every other week because I have no idea how practically I could have sustained every day of the week. I don't even know what I was thinking, okay? To be honest, there have been many times even in the past 4 years where it was super difficult to put up an episode, you know, many late night sessions and, you know, night before recordings. But I think I even wrote and I did an episode when I had COVID. Actually, true story. You know, you heard me talk about the business that I have, announcements.church, where every week, like my team and I film announcement videos for churches in like the United States and sometimes Canada. So I was like the selected person for all the announcements that week for some reason. And my team was unavailable and I got COVID. Like at the height of COVID, I was so sick that I had to put on makeup and I had to film announcement videos, but I was able to still do it. So commitment right there, let me tell you. And believe it or not, no churches wanted me to redo the video. And no one questioned it really. Not sure if that's a good or a bad thing, but sometimes all that to say, you have to power through. So here's some quick stats before we jump into the episode. And it kind of goes with the episode theme today. 90% of podcasts don't publish more than 3 episodes. Only 11% of those that do make it past 3 make it to 50 episodes. And podcasts have a 95% chance, 94.77%. 94.77. There we go. Percent chance of failure. And here we are at episode 100 by the grace of God. So thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource with me for another week. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I don't want to take that for granted. And we are only going to get better. That is my commitment to you. I know that it's going to happen. I have plans for it to happen. So thank you so much for partnering alongside me. So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. So you heard me say that 94.77% of podcasts have a chance of failure. Here's the thing. I can easily Google some stats and look at a few charts when it comes to podcasts, but I wonder what the stats would be like when it comes to the different areas in our lives. Maybe some people or companies have attempted to do it, but you know, I wonder what percent of Christians, for example, endure to the end. What percent fall away when a loved one dies, or when some things don't go their way, or when life comes and knocks them on their feet or off their feet? What percentage of Christians will get up time and time and time and time again, even when there is no logical reason to do so, and keep enduring? I don't know those numbers, but what I do know is a Christian who does not learn the rhythm of endurance is 100% not going to make it in some capacity. You know, when I look back over the past 100 episodes, there are a few that are like timestamps for me, markers that remind me where I was at. There were weeks where podcasts were being done that my life on the outside looked honestly very hopeless. There were weeks where podcasts came out where I had no idea what I was going to do in my life circumstances or how things were going to turn out. Weeks where I didn't see things coming and they hit me hard and they shook me. Weeks where episodes came out and then later on that day, someone who would go on to do something that just kind of like blindsided me. But yet week after week, episode after episode, I kept showing up and will keep showing up. How is that possible? And why is that even important? And is this just like a full episode of just me bragging? No, it's not that at all. I want to talk about this thing that's called endurance. And I really want to paint a picture of how it is so important in our day-to-day walks, in our lives, in so many areas. Because if we don't have that, what will we have? And then later on, I want to talk about enduring about things that actually matter. Because you can actually become really good at enduring things and be in the wrong place. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Do you remember when I shared that story about the old man from the 80s who entered into this race alongside, you know, young athletes in their 20s? So the race started, they all blew past him, but this farmer, he was a farmer, he just ran. The younger guy stopped for rest because it was like a multi-day like marathon type thing. And this old man, he just kept going and going and going. Eventually, some of the younger men went to the hospital because of like heat stroke or exhaustion, something like that. And the older man ended up winning that entire race. The reporters went to the younger men, like in the hospital, and finally one spoke up. And when the reporter asked them how this old farmer was able to beat like young athletes in their supposed prime, the young man simply looked back at the reporter and said something that I will never forget. He goes, "How do you beat a man that doesn't quit? How do you beat a man or a woman that does not quit?" See, I think about that story and I think about your life. I think about my life. Things can come at us from every single angle. We can have insult after insult, diagnosis after traumatic event. But if you resolve, if you decide deep down that no matter what comes your way, you are determined to move forward, determined to not allow bitterness or anger to overtake you. If you come from a family that abused alcohol or substances, if you are determined to eradicate that from your bloodline, if you are determined to stand the test of time, if you decide and if you do not quit, you will make it in this life and will be able to do honestly anything through God's grace, right? That will give you strength. Hebrews 12 verses 1 through 3 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer, perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and you will not lose heart." In verse 1 there, it said, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses." You know, there have been a few times in my life where I have felt this literal sense that heaven was watching me in the decisions that I was going to make. You know, I remember there was this one time people were accusing me, just going after my character. I was actually being accused of abusing someone physically. Not a lot of people know this. Not only that, someone started spreading that to people in a different church who contacted a pastor, who contacted me. Also, can I just 1 second say your character will stand even when words are trying to tear you down. This pastor calls me up. He goes, Terry, I want you to know this is what is being said, but I know you and I'm shutting it down because I know that you never did that. See, this person knew my character because he was in proximity to me. He spent time with me. He knew me and stood in the gap, and I'm grateful for that. So never underestimate the character that you keep showing up with, because people notice, okay? Anyway, all this was happening and I was just so frustrated because it was clearly a lie. And I have all these emotions just bubbling up inside of me. And I made the mistake of talking with someone at the gym that I went to at the time. He's not a Christian, but he knew I was. And like, we got into this topic of like forgiveness. Like, you know, people wrong you, they spread stuff about you. Should you forgive them? And he goes, I would never forgive those people. See, when you forgive, it's like you're giving them power over you. He goes on and on. And like, and I remember I left the conversation. I got in the treadmill and it just hits me. Like, I heard how he spoke. Like I saw his body language. It just felt like this bitterness. And I literally had this thought. I'm walking on the treadmill and I'm like, man, I do not want to be that guy who lives a life filled with bitterness or anger or resentment. And in that moment, I could only explain it like this. It was like a feeling that I knew heaven was watching me to see what I would do. So I contacted the people who were just saying all these things like against me, like directly. And I asked them if I could just get on a call in that moment with them and said, hey, you know, so I want to say, if there was anything that I've ever done to cause you any pain, even accidentally, like if I've offended you in any way, like I'm sorry. I want you to know too that like I completely forgive you. You don't need to say anything. Like I just want to tell you that. Silence on the other end. They didn't even know what to say because they wanted a war, but I gave them forgiveness. I knew that I was surrounded in that moment by a great cloud of witnesses just watching to see what I would do. And you know what? Those people are still in my life today. And the whole thing changed in that moment. It hasn't been perfect since then, but it has completely changed. Not only that, fast forward 4 or 5 years, I go back to that gym to find that guy and tell him the story about how it was the forgiveness, even when he told me it was weakness, that changed my life. So in turn, I told him that he actually changed my life. And once again, this guy is silent and he was just so impacted by that. See, how can the enemy overcome you if you are determined to get rid of him in whatever arena that might be in? Like, how can he throw bitterness or unforgiveness or whatever if you are determined to forgive, determined to finish the task, determined to love? If you made up your mind to see God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, you know, his kingdom come, his will be done, he can't overcome that. Why? Listen, you have been given authority as a Christian. You are seated far above, the Bible says, all the power of the enemy. It is only ourselves who can force us into submission to his evil plans by the way that we act, the way that we choose to not endure, by giving into his schemes. Remember, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour, which means there are many people who he will not be able to, right? He was seeking whom he can, which automatically implies that he will not be able to devour everyone. I pray that that will be you, a relentless overcomer filled with endurance. Listen, all of us are called, right? Like if you're listening to me right now, there's actually a plan that God specifically has for you to accomplish. Not a blurry one that is obscure, specific things. It is your responsibility to position your heart and establish the communication to be able to know that plan. But then once you have it, you're going to have to accomplish it. And in order to do that, you're going to need to endure hardship and attack. Good times when things are easy and you feel like putting up your feet, and hard times when you feel like all hell is breaking loose around you. But I'm telling you, God is good to give you what you need to endure to the end. Do you not remember what it says in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8? It says, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. It is time that you start training for endurance, thinking about endurance. Stop being surprised when attacks come or when things come to throw you off, and start training like a soldier. See, a soldier is not surprised when all of a sudden he's been training, he's in war, and someone starts shooting at him. He's not like, oh my gosh, I'm never like this, what's going on? It's never happened, blah, blah, blah. Especially a more experienced soldier. See, start anticipating that no matter what may come your way, God is the one who walks before you and surrounds you in every side and will give you what you need according to that verse. So start training for endurance. Man, I'm telling you, once you get a hold of this, once you start seeing your circumstances differently and start to get God's perspective, you know, start noticing what's been happening, you will become an unstoppable force. I remember a time where there was so much coming against me. It was like being hit by a big wave in the ocean, just being tossed in the water until I saw what was happening. See, God gave me the wisdom. And you better believe I looked at it differently from that point forward. This particular time, it was about a calling and a job. And every time I went in to do some work, this heaviness would come on me. It's almost like depression tried to grip me. But then, as I said, I was given the wisdom that I needed and I got angry at the enemy. You know, I made it personal. Every time I went into work and opened the door, I visualized another blow to the devil. I go in, and every time I did, I'd say in my mind, in the name of Jesus, I will not be overcome. I will not be taken out before my time. And you know what? That was the stance that I took. And because of that, I was able to finish that particular race that I had been given, the assignment that I had been given. You know, I remember, and I spoke about it in the past, like I'd make it personal. Like once you realize that there's actually something that's trying to come against you, you're not going to look at those petty things that are happening in the natural with people saying this, people saying that, people doing that. You're going to look at it completely differently. You're not going to say, oh man, this person's so annoying, whatever. You see in the spirit, you see what's actually going on. There are forces behind that are speaking, that are working things. And when you start combating that, I'm telling you, you become a very dangerous person to the kingdom of darkness. And that's what I want for you and me, to have proper perspective so that we would be able to endure past the point where everyone else just gives up and says, I can't do this anymore. Because when you have that perspective, you will be a mature person who will be able to go in and do things that no one else around you is able to do. And they're going to look at you and say, how is it? How is it that you're able to do that? Or maybe they might look at you like it did to me in that season. People go, just quit. Just quit. It's not worth it. Why are you even doing this? Just go do this. Just go do that. Listen, guys, who gave me the assignment? Did God give me the assignment, or did these people give me the assignment? And they're good meaning people. You know, I get it. But I think I needed to resolve in my own spirit and say, listen, God gave me this assignment, so it doesn't matter what is going on. I will complete this. I will see this to the end. You know, this podcast today, it was just raw from my heart. I'm so grateful, as I said, you know, in the past, for these past 100 episodes, just able to come on this microphone and like share with you what's going on in my life, thoughts and things that God are showing me. But what I am more grateful for is the fruit that has come out of them, the fruit that will continue to come out of them. So I would say, stay with God, my friends. I know it is so easy to turn to the right, turn to the left, to see things that try and call out for us, to give in when times get tough or when things are uncertain. But I just speak endurance, perseverance, relentless spirit over you now, that you would not be another victim, that you would rise up, be all that God has created you to be, do all that you were created to do, be a man, be a woman of action. Here is to the next 100 episodes. Until next time, God bless, my friends.